Sonny and Buddy certainly gave the sheriff a real surprise when they told him they had found the $500 check at the very spot where Jim's body was found. The sheriff was a little disturbed at first, but just give him time and he'll explain everything. We find them still at the house car as the sheriff says...
You're all again me.
Listen, Buddy, what's that noise? Why, it sounds like the sheriff crying.
Oh, the sheriff wouldn't be crying.
Well, it sounds like him. Let's look around. Maybe he's been hurt.
All right. The noise seems to be coming from this direction.
Yes, here he is. Look. Come here quick, Buddy. The sheriff's lying under the truck. I believe he's been hurt. Sheriff, what's the matter? Are you hurt?
You're all against me. You're all against me.
Hurt nothing. He's been drinking.
Drinking? The sheriff drinking? No.
You're all against me. I haven't got a friend in the world, and I just had to drown my sorrow in drink.
Sheriff, aren't you ashamed?
You boys accused me of killing Jim. You know I wouldn't do nothing like that.
Well, we only told you what we suspected.
I can explain everything about losing that check.
Yeah, but, Sheriff, can you explain how you happened to lose it so near the spot where Jim's body was found?
Yes, you told us you lost it when you fell down in that mud hole.
I know it. That's where I thought I lost it, but I can explain everything. You remember I told you boys I went back out in the woods to do a little private investigating after you told me about hearing the shots and the man scream?
Yes.
Well, most likely that's where I dropped the check when I was searching around the woods for clues. You know I wouldn't have no reason for wanting to kill Jim.
Well, you have just as much reason as Mother or Dad or Betty or Charcoal. You're always ready to accuse them, so why shouldn't we accuse you?
Yes, and if we were to go to the police and tell them that you were in the woods at that time and that you mysteriously disappeared just before we heard the shots and that we found your check on the very spot, they'd have you in jail on suspicion.
And you know, Buddy, I think it's our duty to tell the police what we know about the sheriff, don't you?
Yes, I do. Come on, Sonny, let's go tell them.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute, boys, don't do that, you know. You know, boys, I've been as good to you as I could, and I've hauled you around in my automobile, and all I ever asked for you to do was to buy the gas and oil. You ought not to take advantage of my old age and my ignorance by trying to have police put me in jail. I couldn't stand it, boys. I couldn't stand it. And now you accuse me of killing Jim.
Sheriff, we were just fooling. We don't really think you killed him.
We just wanted to show you how easy it is to convict someone on circumstantial evidence.
You mean you ain't going to tell the police about finding that check?
No, Sheriff. If you'll just stop accusing our family, we won't tell anyone a thing about you.
It's a bargain.
But no fooling, Sheriff. We think we found out who really killed Jim.
You did? Who was it?
Well, we found a smaller cave inside the main cave, and there were several men in there. Two of them were quarreling. And finally, one of them said if the other didn't let him alone, that he'd tell all he knew about Sloppy Jim.
Jim Finji Husfett. Have you told the police yet?
No.
Well, I'll go right down to police and tell them what I've discovered. Them fellas may have been, they may have made an escape by now. Hey, boys, help me up, will you?
All right. Well, do you think you can make it, Sheriff?
You'd better not let the police smell liquor on your breath, Sheriff.
That's all right. Right, I'll just tell them it's all in the line of duty. Besides, you ain't never seen me with a bigger load than I could carry, have you?
No. But we've seen you when you should have made two or three trips with one load.
Say, what time is it, Sheriff?
Time? Where's my watch? Oh, here it is. Let me see. Time. It's Thursday. Well, boys, I reckon you got the real ace in the hole. Ace in the hole.
Look, here comes Doc.
Yeah.
Well, what's the matter with the sheriff?
Oh, he's had too much to drink.
Well, boys, now that I have time to listen, suppose you tell me the big news you have for me.
Well, the first thing we want to tell you, Dad, is that we found the $500 reward check that the sheriff lost.
You did? Well, that is great. You hear that, Betty? The boys found the check.
Well, where did you find it?
Out in the woods. And that's not all. We think we found a clue as to who really killed Jim.
Have you told the police?
The sheriff is going to tell them now.
Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could solve this mystery? But come over here a minute, boys. I want you.
What do you want with us?
Well, I want you to try some cute songs.
Oh, you would. I thought you had something for us.
Yeah. Well, I have after you finish. Now, Sonny, you try this cute song, will you? It's called A Lazy Day in the Sun. Okay. I like it.
Okay. give me any old wolf a shady nook, fishing rod and a hook, a babbling brook, a lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done, just reading, fishing, dreaming. Give me plenty of trees for company, and the birds in the trees to sing to me. A lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done, just dreaming, vision, dreaming. Far away from trolley cars that rumble down the street, I just want to be there all alone. Out there in the countryside, the world right at my feet, where no one can reach me on the phone. Give me any old book, a shady nook, and a fire to cook the fish I've hooked. A lazy day in the sun without a single thing to be done, just reading, fishing. Oh, dreaming.
Say that.
Isn't that cute?
Well,
I like that. Buddy, you sing this song, will you? And put everything you can into it. It's called A Night in June.
All right.
That's pretty.
It is pretty.
It was a night in June. That was the start of it. It was a night in June, we two were part of it. I stole a kiss, and you shared some of it. We found some bliss, what has become of it? It was a night in June. What did we do with love? It ended much too soon, and we were through with love. Where are the dreams that never did come true? And now it's June again, but darling, where are you?
Isn't that pretty?
That's pretty.
Hey, boys. Hey, Sonny, Sonny. I've brung the detective with me. And I told them down at the police headquarters about the cave and the shooting. And the detective wants to know if you boys will go along and show him where the cave is. Will you?
Will it be all right, Dad?
Yes, if you're careful. Don't take any chances, though. And watch out for them, will you, Sheriff? Okay, I'll take good care of them. Up in the Ford, boys.
How far is the cave, boys?
Oh, it's just a little ways.
Now, when you heard this argument in the cave, did you hear the names of anyone mentioned?
Yes, sir. One of the men was called Spike, and he called the other Chief.
The one called Chief was a man with a pistol, and Spike was the one who had the stick of dynamite. Wasn't he, Sonny?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're sure you heard one of them say he would tell the police all he knew about Jim?
Oh, yes, sir, I'm sure.
Now, which one said that?
The man called Spike.
Oh, there's the cave just ahead of us. It's almost hidden by that clump of bushes.
Okay, I'll park here, Sheriff. I will have to slip in quietly. How far back in the cave is this room?
It's on the other side of that hole. You just walk across that plank, see? Be careful now, don't slip. Now, you'll find the door behind that big rock.
Oh, yes, yes, here it is. It's locked from the inside. Listen, didn't that sound like someone groaning?
It sure did.
Look out now, look out. It might be a trick.
Here, you can peek in this crack in the door and you can see everything.
Now, let me see. I can see a man lying on the floor. It looks like he's dead. Here, Sheriff, help me force this door, will you?
All right, come on.
Yes, there he is. Is he dead?
Now, we'll soon find out. He's been shot, all right. No, he's still alive. He's breathing, but that's about all.
Look, he's trying to speak.
Come on now. Come on and tell us. Who shot you?
The chief. They left me here to die.
Now, what's your name?
Spike. Spike Matique.
Now, listen, Spike. You knew Sloppy Jim, didn't you?
Yes.
You know who killed him?
Yes.
Now, was it the boss or some of your gang?
No.
Then who killed Jim?
She. She did it.
She? Well, who is she? Well, what was her name? Speak, man. Tell us, what was her name?
Her name was...
Well, we'll never learn from him who she was.
You mean he did?
Yes.
Well, it seems that the boys arrived just a minute too late. But wait until our next chapter and see what Sonny and Buddy will discover.